The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the first chapter, beginning with the 43rd verse. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, thy rock and my redeemer. Amen. You know, we Lutherans have a problem. We do. Not just here, but the Lutheran tradition in general has a problem. We take ourselves way too seriously. I look around and I see so many straight faces. It's like you come into church and you got to put on your sourpuss face, and everything that happens here has to be really serious, because if not, you're not being respectful to God. That's a problem. It's a worldly problem, because people don't want to show up for an hour or two every week and be serious when they have to be serious all week. But it's also a spiritual problem. Because we take ourselves so seriously, we tend to miss some very exciting and interesting things going on in Scripture. You know why? Because oddly enough, Jesus has a sense of humor. Now, I struggled with this text all week, trying to find that deep, profound, spiritual message, looking seriously into the text. And I kept beating my head against a brick wall. Do you know why? Because I was looking seriously at the text. This is not a text to look seriously at. I'm not saying that we shouldn't take it seriously. But it's simply a text you don't understand if you're looking at it seriously. It's a joke. Jesus has a sense of humor. Now, one of the things that made it hard for me to get this is the fact that I moved around a lot. I've always moved around a lot. I've never set down roots in a town, so I don't understand the humor of town rivalries. It's going on a lot right now. It has typically nowadays has something to do with sports games. You know, there was the Rose Bowl, and you had this rivalry where all this ribbing about Eugene, Oregon, and where were the folks from Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, and making fun of each other, and you have at the national championship, You had all of that rivalry going on. We've got the AFC Championship going on today. And people are just going back and forth. You've got the Green Bay Packers making fun of Seattle, and Seattle doing the same thing to Green Bay. It's all good-natured ribbing, right? We're all having a good time. We're all having a laugh. No one takes it seriously. But I don't understand it. I don't, because I never put deep roots down. If I did, I'd maybe understand all the jokes about the Twins or the Vikings. But I don't. Which makes this text hard for me. Because the text is a joke. I mean, it's a setup. Jesus calls Philip. Says, follow me. It's all well and good. Not a whole lot of detail going on there. Just says, follow me. And Philip follows him. And then Philip goes, finds Nathanael. And he says, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. What's the natural response? Oh, really? You did? Wow, I should probably go check that out. But no. Smart Aleck Nathanael sits back under that fig tree and says, can anything good come out of Nazareth? He's making fun of Nazareth and the people. They live up in the hills. They're those backwoods folks. They keep to themselves. They're all a little bit weird and strange. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? He's cracking wise. Philip just says, well, you come and see. So they're heading up, walking up. And Jesus sees them, and Jesus calls out, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit. Do you get the joke? You only get the joke if you understand that Jesus knew ahead of time what Nathanael was saying. He was cracking wise about Nazareth because folks from Nazareth, they're strange, they're backwards, they're not to be trusted, they're deceitful. That's what people thought about folks from Nazareth, and he was cracking wise. So what's the first thing Jesus says? Hey, there's somebody who's got no deceit in him. It's a joke. You're not meant to take Jesus seriously here. And the point is, Nathanael gets it. Nathanael got the joke. But he didn't laugh. He stopped cold. It's like, because he was sitting under that fig tree when he was cracking wise about Jesus and Nazareth, and it was just him and Philip, and he hadn't left Philip's side, and they're walking up. And Jesus knew what he'd said. He knew what was in his heart. He said, how do you know me? He wasn't saying, my goodness, Jesus, how did you know that I am an Israelite indeed in whom there is no deceit? No. How'd you know I was cracking wise? How did you know I was making fun of you? Jesus' answer is very simple. Well, I saw you under the fig tree. It seems innocuous. We're looking at this trying to figure out why does Nathanael get all worked up because Jesus said he saw him under the fig tree. Now that might be, wow, that's pretty cool, or where were you hiding? You know, all kinds. But no, he drops and says, teacher, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel. Because Jesus reached Nathanael before Nathanael ever reached Jesus. Jesus used Nathanael's humor to touch him deep in his heart, to challenge him, to confront him. Now, was this some great miracle? Nobody's blindness was cured. Nobody's leprosy was cleansed. Nobody's limbs were made whole. Nobody was raised from the dead. Jesus said, "I saw you under the fig tree." And he used a joke to shake Nathanael to his core. Why? Because Jesus reached Nathanael before Nathanael ever reached Jesus. We all want to think about our faith as somehow ours. That we came to Jesus and we beheld Him. Right? "I have seen the glory of the Lord and I have been convinced that He is my Lord and Savior." There we go. And it's all so serious. But that's not the way it works. We can imagine it. We can pretend it's that way. But that's not the way it works. The glory of the Lord comes and finds you and grasps you and takes you as His very own. God Himself comes and finds you before you ever find Him. While Nathanael was still cracking wise under the fig tree, Jesus found him. Jesus took hold of Nathanael. When Nathanael says, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Jesus already had him. It was the setup, and Jesus was going to deliver it home. He already had Nathanael. Nathanael just didn't know it yet. Our faith precedes the knowledge of our faith. Our faith precedes the knowledge of Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We cannot truly believe and we cannot truly know that Jesus Christ is our personal Lord and Savior if Jesus Christ is not already our personal Lord and Savior. Without faith, we can't know Jesus. Without faith, we're just cracking jokes. Without faith, Christ's crucifixion is nothing but a bad joke. God comes to us before we get anywhere near Him. This is the good news. Jesus came not to be beheld, not to be solemnly worshipped. Jesus came to bring heaven to earth. Not so that we can try to scramble our way up to heaven. That's not what it's about. We are saved not by works, not by our scrambling, not by our serious attempts to grasp the glory of God. We are saved by grace, through faith. Your sins are forgiven. You have received eternal life. God Himself has brought heaven to you. That's not something to be all down about. It's not something to come here week after week with the pouty face and say, I've got to somehow be so serious so that God won't be offended. Jesus has a sense of humor. Come and rejoice. Come and laugh. For we have seen the glory of God. And more importantly, the glory of God has seen us. Amen.